a lot of times money can be a facilitator of big dreams and big goals, but it could also be a hindrance depending on how you view money, whether you're feeling that you're far behind because you have debt, or whether you feel like you have some money and just don't know what to do with it. My job is to connect with people and understand where they are in their financial lives and how to get from where they are today to where they want to get to in the future and create that roadmap of success.
If you're looking for traditional retirement or just to be financially free, you want someone like that in your corner. Welcome to the Couple Money Podcast, the show where we share stories and advice on building up your marriage and wealth. I'm Elle Martinez. With the right foundation, financial independence, freedom, early retirement, whatever you want to call it, is possible. And while you don't need a degree to come up with your plan, having a professional in your corner can be a big boost. They can guide you with options that align with your financial situation, but also your values. However, with so many experts out there, it can be difficult to not only find a good one, but the right one for you. Today, Jason Silverberg is here to offer his expertise. In this episode, we get into why the first step of your plan isn't looking at the numbers, how to find a financial planner that you can trust, and a question you can ask to test them out, and how to deal with life's bumps. So you may be surprised to hear that starting off with the numbers isn't really productive. Sounds counterintuitive to what we expect a financial planner to advise, but if you knew a little bit about Jason, it makes much more sense.
My story begins when I was 13 years old. So I'm Jewish and had a bar mitzvah around that time. And yeah. I got some gift money from my parents and my friends and family. And I really wanted to buy a stereo. And it was one of those ones where it was like two cassettes with five carousel CD changer. And that was kind of like the big thing for me. But my parents helped me stay disciplined. And they said, if you buy that stereo, then we're going to invest the rest of it. So we created a little investment portfolio, and I love the whole process of investing. And I actually bought my first car with my investment earnings in high school. So around that time, my parents got divorced, and I really wanted to do something with my career that wasn't just, you know, a cog in the wheel, but was making a difference in people's lives. So I wanted to merge finance with helping people, I should say.
There are plenty of financial planners out there who are very knowledgeable about the technical parts. You know, which accounts to use, running scenarios on your contributions and possible outcomes, blah, 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 blah. You definitely want that. But you also need to have a financial planner who's on your side. Someone who can walk and talk you through things. They can't do that if they don't know you. For Jason, that means asking lots of questions.
One of the biggest questions that I always ask my clients or potential clients as they come in the door is, why are you here? You know, what is it about money that you want to learn more about or you need help with? And so, you know, having an open dialogue conversation on what is it about finance that you want to get more out of? What is it about money that is meaningful to you? And then we dive in deeper and we learn more about the specific person's financial values. You know, where did they learn about money and what did money mean to them growing up in the household? Was it a scarce mentality or an abundance mentality? And we dive in through a lot of those conversations. So really the first thing that we do is we figure out, what does financial freedom mean to you? That means so many different things to so many different people. It could mean I want to play golf all the time and vacation, or it could mean I want to work, but I don't want to have to work. Or it could mean I want to start my own business and open a jazz bar. You know, it could mean a lot of different things. So we start there and we figure out, what is it that you want to get to? And then we figure out where you are today. that's the second step is figuring out what are your means today? Where, how far are you to that goal? Are you 10% of the way there, 20% of the way there? You know, how far are you away?
I just want to stop here and mention, if your first meeting is less about you and your goals and more about your financial planner just asking questions, checking off a list, punching numbers, and giving you a printout, you may need to find another planner. You want someone who's concerned about you. And if you're not sure if they're going to be looking out for your best interests, there's a question you can ask. Do you operate with a fiduciary standard? Jason explains himself why that's such an important question to ask.
So a fiduciary is basically somebody who acts in your best interests at all points in time. You have dealt with a loved one who passed away. It could just be somebody who is taking over and becoming the point person for money for that loved one's estate. Or when it comes to financial planning, it's about making sure that your financial planner has your best interest at every point in time. There's three different ways that financial advisors work. You can have somebody that is a fiduciary who is giving you advice and charging you a fee for it. You can have somebody who acts as a fiduciary and charges a fee for that advice. And that same person could act as an advisor and shop the marketplace for products and services on your behalf. Or the third option is just somebody who is not a fiduciary and that you don't pay a fee for, but earns a commission for products and services that they place. And there's a spot for each of these advisors and planners, but really, if you want someone to craft an unbiased plan for you that's not tempted to sell you a product or service, then you want to make sure that that planner is a fiduciary, has your best interests at all points in time. And unfortunately for that, you do have to pay a fee for it, because, you know, that's the fiduciary responsibility, is you are paying a fee to hire that person on your behalf. So fiduciaries are very important when it comes to money. You want to make sure that it's your money, not just from an advice standpoint, but also money management too. If you have $50,000 or $100,000 or some greater wealth, you want to make sure that that money is managed by a fiduciary. Otherwise, you know, they might have sold you a mutual fund 5 years ago, but it may not be in your best interest or still good for you. And so that fiduciary is now obligated to present to you high quality investment instruments on an ongoing basis, not just at the time that they sold you the mutual fund.
If your financial advisor is very defensive or upset that you're even bringing this up, that's a red flag. You two should be on the same team, and you have every right to understand how your financial advisor is making their money. Once you get that squared away, you can move forward talking about your plan. So at this point, you have a clear idea of where you want to go, what you want to do, and you have the numbers in front of you, so you two know where you stand financially. Now, this is where your planner can really deliver some value.
And then we figure out how we're going to get there. And we draw that roadmap. And through that process, we identify what's missing. Maybe you started a 401k when you were at your first job, and it's still over there, and you've had two or three jobs since then. Yeah. Maybe you bought a life insurance policy when you were just had your first baby, or maybe your friend got into the industry and you bought a policy from them. So a lot of these financial pieces get jumbled up, and we forget that they're all there. And there's no coordinated plan that each of these pieces are talking to each other and are part of a bigger picture. And so really hiring a financial planner can help you take stock of where all these financial pieces are, what everything is worth, how they can integrate together into fulfilling your financial puzzle.
I don't have to tell you. Life happens. I know for us, the past 12 months, it's been a roller coaster. On the plus side, our girls are happy and healthy, and we're grateful for that. Work has been churning. Launched a summit with some partners, working on this book right now, and I'm preparing for a speaking session later this summer, and I just pitched one for another conference. But we've also had to deal with loved ones battling cancer, others having major health issues, and sadly attending a funeral of someone very dear to us. And that's just our experience. What about you? What's been going on in just the last 12 months, 6 months? It can be easy, and it is all too normal, for finances to be shifted, forgotten, let's be honest, avoided, while you're going through so much stuff. And that's where having a financial planner can be even more important.
Along the way, you're going to check in and you're going to review the progress towards those goals. And if the market crashes, for example, how far behind are you now? Or maybe you've protected your money so that even in a financial hardship like that, where the markets crash, you're okay. Have you bought enough insurance so that if you're, you know, if there's a thunderstorm or a hailstorm and the house gets damaged or your car gets damaged or you have a catastrophe, maybe you get disabled or maybe a parent needs help financially because their health is deteriorating. Maybe your spouse passed away and there's a lot of moving pieces when those types of things happen. And so when you go through emotional challenges throughout life and, you know, all on your road to financial success, there's going to be detours, there's going to be potholes. And that's why creating that financial strategy and financial plan will help you stay on track so that as those things happen, you're moving forward to your vision of financial freedom.
Don't forget, having a planner doesn't absolve you of taking care of your money. He or she just lightens your load. So make sure you don't skip out, either physically or mentally, with these check-ins. They're absolutely crucial. We want to make sure that the plan is staying to the course of your values. After all, money is just a tool. No matter what your goal is, financial freedom, independence, early retirement, whatever it is, I hope you choose a financial planner who's your partner. Someone like Jason who wants you to succeed.
It's so much more than just numbers. It's really about connecting with people, understanding what the specific goals are and the financial values of that person are, and crafting a financial strategy to help my clients achieve greater financial wealth and their financial dreams and goals and their financial vision.
Thanks to Jason for coming on the show. Besides being a certified financial planner, he's also an author. He recently released his book, The Financial Planning Puzzle, which goes into more detail about how you can figure out the best plan for you. You can go there now at thefinancialplanningpuzzle.com. I also have the link up to his book in the show notes, along with resources to help you get closer to your own goals. Make sure you catch next week's episode. We're going to be talking about traveling. How do you figure out your budget for traveling? How do you go on debt-free vacations? Any questions that you have, please tune in. You don't want to miss it. And if you haven't already, please make sure you're subscribed to the podcast. You'll get the latest stories and tips on building your wealth together sent to you. It's free and easy. We're out there on pretty much all the podcast apps like iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and more. You can also grab the feed from our site so you can listen to it from whatever app you prefer. And I'd just like to ask a very quick favor. If this podcast has helped you with finances like dumping debt, saving more, or just talking about money more as a couple, could you please leave a rating and review? I know with iTunes it would be a huge help in getting the word out on the podcast. Our theme song was written and performed by Gentle Regime. Additional music by Lee Rosevere. Finally, I want to say thank you. Couple Money Podcast is made possible because of awesome listeners like you. If there's a question or topic you want to hear covered on the show, just let me know. I hope you have a great week. Take care.